Should we be pressured to chase beauty trends? Let's find out today with Vivian on this episode of Hush Extra. Welcome to another episode of Hush Extra. Yay, this is PD Mean, and today I have our guest Vivian, who was also on the main podcast episode.
Yay, thanks for having me. Hello, hello.
I want to say I am a huge fan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, let me tell you a few things I bought because of you.
Oh my goodness.
So I bought the L'Oreal hair mask that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I did my hair color because of you.
Oh my gosh, I love it. We have the same. Yeah, this was my hair color before I faded to this color.
Mm. And I've learned to coat my hair thanks to you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, you're an OG,
Oh my God. Yeah, your video just popped up one day suddenly, and I was like, oh my God, I love it.
Oh.
And I know you're a huge fan of Taeyeon.
Oh my God, I am.
Yeah.
Are you also?
Yes, I'm a huge fan, but I didn't go for her latest concert.
It's okay. Yes. Next time, she'll come again.
Yes, so today I just want to pick your brains on the fact that all of us are chasing beauty trends today because mm-hmm. it is so readily available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok, social media, Xiaohongshu has made it easy for all of us girls to see all these new trends and pretty things that we love.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of chasing beauty trends in this day and age?
No harm. I mean, beauty is always fun, right? Trying out a new trend, it's exciting and everything. I feel that there's a space for trends for sure. But on a personal note, I realized that for myself in my personal journey, I don't really follow trends that much because I feel like sometimes what is trending might not be so suitable for myself. Yeah.
Mm.
So I think similar for many people, probably like they see trends as, oh, I'm going to try this out. But they might not really include it in their daily beauty routine because of the same reason. Yeah. So it's fun. But don't take it too seriously if it doesn't work for you.
Oh my God, yeah. I think that's the thing, right? A lot of us, if we are new to makeup or if we are like just starting out learning about it, we are very scared to buy all these new things.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Have you tried like a lot of different makeup products only to find like, oh, you keep gravitating back to that?
Yes. So like I realized that for my own personal like makeup collection, I always keep to a few, like core few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But of course, if there is a sudden trend and it's fun, like I said, right? Then if it works for me, it will be added into the collection. But I will always have a core few that I will always fall back on also because it's familiar. Yeah, for myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are these core items that you have?
Ooh. I realize that I cannot like live without my mascara base. Like there's this one particular mascara based product that I talked about before on my TikTok. Yeah,
okay.
It's so good. Like I don't have it right now because I have lash extensions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when I don't have them on, like, because my lashes are really like downwards.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like straight and they grow downwards also. Mm-hmm. So that is like one thing. I don't think that has ever trended. I don't know why. It's so, so good.
I've seen but, a few mascara fixers that got trended. But
oh, yes. I know one. The Judy Doll one.
Oh, I know the Etude House one.
Oh, this is a different brand. It's like, it's this Taiwanese brand that not many people in Singapore know about it. But I can send to y'all and then y'all can show it if y'all want
Definitely.
To. Yeah,
we will.
It's so good.
Oh my God. On that note, right? So given that all of us here are keeping track of like the beauty trends, do you think it has made you relook at like the insecurities that you have? Like you would see this particular like beauty influencer and you'd be like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty, and then like you wonder how like you're not like that.
Okay, I feel like one trend that I've been seeing lately is the trend of it is more favorable now to have a shorter face. Like a shorter mid face. And I talk about this a lot on my TikTok profile also. So I do have comments that people say, oh, like I feel so insecure about my long mid face and things like that. And on a more like personal note, I mean, because my face is on the shorter side. So I mean, I'm very grateful that I'm kind of like in the trend because of like how my face is like naturally structured. But there was a time like when I was younger when a longer face was very much favored because it's like a lot more elegant, you know. And I always felt like, oh man, I don't have that elegant, you know, sophisticated kind of look. So trends come and go. Which is why I feel like it's so important for you to know yourself, like know your features and to know what it does for you and be comfortable with it. Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think growing up for me, I was always chasing a lot of beauty trends.
Okay.
So like every time there is a new like release from a particular store that I liked, I'll make sure I'll buy it.
Oh.
So unfortunately, I spent a lot on makeup. Mm-hmm. And looking back, I low-key kind of regret it. Because like, I don't even use some of all these items now. Like now I have a core item also.
Okay.
Yes. And I realize I don't need that much beauty products. Mm-hmm. I just need that few for me to like enhance like the features I already have.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, I also want to say that if not for the fact that you have experimented with so much, you probably wouldn't have those few core items.
Yeah. So I do think that girls should go out there and experiment and, you know, spend that bit of money, lah, that pinch.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun with makeup.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like, I love that makeup brands these days are also very inclusive. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of brands are offering more for girls that have like different skin tones, different color types. Mm-hmm. So I would say we are very blessed that the makeup world is evolving and catering to all the girls out there. And we have content creators like you teaching us to find our personal style.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad we actually did this episode on makeup because I truly, truly believe that all girls should be pretty inside and out. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that we are on this personal journey, or you are on this personal journey to help people find what works for them, make them pretty on like the happiest day of their lives, because you're also a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I heard you're also doing workshops.
Oh,
for
girls.
Yeah, I know that's in your content.
Yes, it's like in the works, because I kindly stopped workshops for a bit because I feel like I want to revamp the curriculum a little bit. Yeah, to be able to cater to different different face types and things like that. I want to be able to add that in also.
Yeah,
it's in the works. Look forward to it.
I know, yeah. So to all the girls out there who are maybe a little bit more insecure about how they look, or like they want to improve their makeup skills, make sure you check out Vivian. Listen to our podcast on makeup.
Yes, listen to the podcast.
Yes. And we hope that you find your personal style, your confidence, true makeup.
Yay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And with that, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you, Vivian.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.